This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health has released its first round of audits of nursing homes to help the facilities manage the spread of the coronavirus. The audit showed that a third of them are short of where they should be. Here to talk about this and more is WBUR's Miriam Wasser, who's been covering nursing homes and senior issues for us. Hi, Miriam.
Hey, Lisa.
Tell us about the audit. Why is the state doing this in the first place?
Right. So as you know, nursing homes have been hit really hard by the pandemic. So in late April, the state announced a new initiative to help them. Nursing homes that met certain criteria would have access to a pot of $130 million in aid. And this audit is just part of that.
So what were the auditors looking at specifically?
They looked at 28 criteria, like whether facilities had sufficiently provided staff with personal protective equipment and then trained them to use them, whether all congregate spaces were closed, and you know whether or not they properly separated residents who tested positive for the virus.
Now, a third of the nursing homes failed this audit, which is rather disconcerting.
It does sound alarming. But when I talk to people today in the senior care world, I was reminded that this audit is ongoing and that these facilities will get reassessed in 2 weeks. And it's also important to remember that the vast majority of those who failed only missed a couple of the criteria, some of which were probably affected by supply chain issues, like the ongoing shortages of N95 masks. So people I talked to today said that they think these things will likely improve over time. And, you know, we'll have an update in a couple of weeks when the next audit comes out.
And did the audit address testing for the virus? Because we know that one of the most important ways to contain the spread of the virus is through testing.
You're absolutely right about that. But testing was not part of the audit. And remember that big pot of money that I mentioned earlier. So nursing homes that want to access it also need to test at least 90% of all staff and residents by May 25th.
May 25th is Monday, the holiday. How's it going?
Well, we don't know exactly how many of the state's 386 nursing homes have successfully completed the testing. When I called DPH, they told me that they'll release the data shortly after the deadline. But senior advocates that I talked to are actually pretty optimistic about the number of facilities that will meet this goal, despite those ongoing shortages in test kits and people to administer them.
And maybe despite the cost, because testing is expensive, who's paying for it all?
Yes, testing at this scale is really expensive. We're talking about tens of thousands of people. So most nursing home residents have Medicaid, which means that the state covers the cost of their test. But for those who don't, and for the staff who mostly have private insurance, the state has said it's going to refund nursing homes up to $200 per test. So at least for this first round of what they're calling baseline testing, money shouldn't be a problem.
Is the state going to continue to require that nursing homes test everybody every couple of weeks or just stick with a baseline?
That's a really important point, Lisa. So experts that I've spoken with say that baseline testing can be useful for infection control, but it's not enough to control the virus long term. So, you know, think about it like this. Someone could test negative for the virus today, but then contract it in a couple of days. And here's how Michael Minna, an epidemiologist at Harvard, put it recently.
Baseline testing for the virus alone is not an appropriate goal. And in particular, placing COVID response funds, supplemental funds, tying it to this is not appropriate. And the reason for that is doing one cross-sectional sample gives you very little information if you're only testing for a virus.
So Minna says what nursing homes really need is something called surveillance testing, which would monitor people who have tested negative for the virus.
And what would a surveillance program like that look like?
That's not exactly clear at this point, but there are two pilot programs, one in Cambridge and one in Boston, that are trying to figure that out right now. In these pilot programs, all residents and staff are being tested weekly for the virus. And at least in the Boston program, everyone was given a serological test last week. And serology tests look for antibodies, which your body produces after you've had the virus. So while the details of the surveillance program aren't clear, the bigger point of this sort of testing is to help figure out where to put limited resources. So the pilot programs themselves are helping us understand how to know who needs to be tested again and what an at-risk facility might look like so that we can target those in the future.
One more question, Miriam. Is the state planning longer-term surveillance testing for nursing homes?
As far as we know, there is no plan in place to do this. But again, senior advocates and epidemiologists are really pushing hard for it. And some people I've talked to recently say that the testing picture will probably become clearer in the next couple of weeks. So hopefully I can report back.
We hope you do and know you will. Thank you for keeping an eye on it for us. Miriam Wasser has been covering senior issues during the pandemic for WBUR. Thanks again.
Anytime, Lisa.